and state media concepts social media podcast. Time to hashtag everything. We talk about all the fun, crazy stories on social media. From Instagram to Facebook, Twitter to Tumblr, or probably even Friendster. Join us each week as we explore the quirky side of social media. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Social Media Podcast.
It's simple, such a sad song. The one that we rely on.
And welcome to the GSMC Social Media News Podcast, brought to you by GSMC Podcast Network. I'm your host, Stacey.
And I'm your co-host, Sarah.
And today, all of our stories are about food or things you imbibe or just, you know, things that supposedly get to your stomach. Whether or not that's good is a whole nother topic.
Okie dokie.
But that would be interesting for me because I'm not sure if I mentioned it on this podcast. I'm super picky. super picky.
Stacey is super picky.
To the point that actually all of the foods and stuff we're talking about in all of these stories I wouldn't even want. So it's just like, hey, I feel like no problem whether or not these are good or bad because I don't want them at all. I'm fine. I'm good. I'm covered.
Interesting.
But so I like this first one in that it totally makes sense and yet it's something I never would have thought of, which is there was a tweet that went viral where someone was defending tofu.
Okay.
Because tofu is under attack. No.
Tofu is under attack. Oh no.
Well, they were defending tofu for being tofu, because they said, this is the quote, I would like to stand up for tofu. Tofu is not a meat replacement. Tofu is its own food with its own texture and cooking capabilities. I love it. If you don't like tofu, fine, but don't say you don't like it because it doesn't taste slash feel like meat.
True story.
Which I'm like, oh, yeah, that, I mean, oh, it is. But also, yeah, in America, we do generally only think of it as like, oh, I'm vegetarian. I can't have meat. So tofu or whatever. Or I'm trying to cut out meat. So tofu, as opposed to like it's tofu and it can totally be in things by itself. And that's fine. I will agree. The texture of tofu is weird. But when I tried it, I wasn't even trying it for like a meat replacement. I was just trying it because I had heard of it. And it was still just like, this is what is. And you're white. So I kind of think of you like strange, like semi firm. What is this?
It really depends on how you have it. You know, I mean, yeah, I actually like tofu, and I will often get it, especially if I eat at an Asian restaurant. I will get it in place of chicken or something, and I'm not a vegetarian, but I don't think of it as like, oh, this is going to be the chicken, and it's going to replace the chicken and taste like chicken, or, yeah, no.
See, and
I've never tried something weird like tofurkey that's supposed to, you know, taste like turkey, but I don't think of it as supposed to be the replacement for whatever. It's just what it is.
And maybe this is because I'm just so picky. I don't like any replacement things that are supposed to be the replacement things. So, like, I don't like veggie burgers.
I love veggie burgers.
Gluten-free cookies. I'm like, but it's a cookie. What are you doing? Isn't that, like, half the ingredients is gluten? Like, I'm like, eh, I don't know about you having, you know, flour-based desserts without gluten. That just throws me off. Like, I don't need the replacement whatever, whatever. If I'm going to, you know, try and cut something out, well, let me just cut the whole thing out. Do I need to put in a fake version of it? Because I can't go without the meat feel in my mouth or something.
But what if you are, you know, if you have celiacs or you're allergic to gluten, but you still want a cookie?
Learn to make something else besides a cookie.
But that's not a cookie.
I think the cookie is the part where our brains just don't compute. It's like, but cookie, but yeah, but not cookie, but
cookie.
But I was,
how many times can we say cookie in this section?
Well, I was gonna say we'll play a drinking game, but that's the next story.
And neither of us drink, so
that also doesn't help. But no, I do think it was interesting how strongly people, you know, came out in support of this tweet of like, yes, thank you, finally. Because evidently they're really upset about how long tofu's been thought of as just meat replacement.
I really want tofu to now have an anthropomorphized personality and be like, thank you!
But I feel like because it's white and square, it would be just sort of bland.
But again,
like a bland personality.
It takes on whatever flavor you put with it. And it's not always just white. And, you know, sometimes it's like a brown color. It's not always just that blonde, bland look.
So it would be like the United States of Tara of food?
Schizophrenic.
Like whatever you put with it. If I put it in a spicy dish, it becomes very spicy.
Yes.
It just becomes whatever you want it to
become.
Pretty much. So, I mean, I've only seen like, you know, clips of United States of Tara. So, yeah. That's now how I'm thinking of it. Thank you, Sarah, for that.
Okay. Tofu has split personality now.
Well.
This took a weird turn, and I don't know why I'm surprised.
But no, I was shocked at the way people, when they were talking about it, about like how, you know, some people go into an Asian restaurant and order something that's like a tofu. I'm going to go with tofu duck soup. That's not what it's called. They called it something else, but where you would expect, oh, it's tofu duck soup, but it's the tofu version. But no, it's actually got tofu and meat in it. And like, people were just like,
okay, right.
Brain cannot comprehend tofu and meat in same dish. Tofu must replace meat. How is this happening? I was just like,
wow.
I mean, on the one hand, I don't like tofu, so I'm not sure how much, you know, I feel about this. But on the other hand, that actually, I'm with those people who are like, oh, wait, you put, oh,
yeah,
okay.
I mean, it can happen. They don't have to be mutually exclusive. But,
like, I get it if it's, you know, we're calling it the tofu version of something. Mm-hmm. But if you had said tofu and duck soup, well, then I'm not surprised. But when you say, like, tofu duck soup, it sounds like it's the tofu version of duck soup. And so you can't have duck and tofu duck soup. That's just, what is this madness? But I do love, you
what
know,
is this madness?
How, and amazingly, like, how strongly people, I was like, people really feel this strongly about that strange, white, bland, strangely textured thing in the package, tofu. That, so, we all go to bat for tofu.
It's made from soybeans.
It is, and that also, I'm okay with soy milk somewhat, but somehow I think it's just the texture of tofu. It just feels like you took cottage cheese and squeezed out more of the moisture.
But you know that there's multiple textures
of
tofu.
There
like
is,
there's the soft tofu, there's the hard, there's a more firm tofu.
So maybe I just, whatever version I tried the one time I tried it and then decided, yep, nope, never again, I didn't like. And then because I decided, yep, nope, never again, I have never tried any of the others. And so it's still that strange texture thing in my mind that should not be in anything, whether or not that thing has meat.
The good food store, is it the good food store? Yeah,
the good food store
in Missoula, Montana,
okay,
where I went to college, makes, at least they used to, I don't know if they do now, but I haven't been there for a while, makes the best baked tofu in, oh my gosh, it's so good. And a friend of mine gave me the recipe for it, which I don't make very often because it takes for frigging ever.
Oh.
But it's so good. Maybe I should take for frigging ever and make that and then get you to taste a tiny little bite and see if maybe we can inspire you to like some version of tofu.
But see, then I'd feel even worse for, you know, not liking the thing that took forever freaking ever.
It took me 22 hours to make.
Sorry. But no, like, and especially because I have been interested in just Asian culture in general and Korean culture particular in the past few years, I'm like, tofu shows up quite a bit more in Asian cuisine. And I'm just like, yeah, but it's tofu. And also, I'm me and I don't even like most American food. So I'm just going to go with that as my excuse and not the, oh, it's specifically tofu, but just the, I don't eat 90% of anything, irregardless of food culture, because I'm me. Maybe I have, I was going to say maybe I have a split personality, but my personality is very solid of, it's always, that's just like the default setting. You have to really work it to get it to change to something else. Of, ooh, I like that new thing I tried. Or even just to get me to try it. That requires a special, like, you know, BABA start whatever special code you have to put in to get me to try new things.
AB,
right, exactly.
Right, up, downs, whatever that is.
That little secret. I didn't play video games too much, so I don't quite exactly remember what it is. But yeah, it requires a very special code to get me to even try new things. And then once I try it, it is very much up in the air of whether or not I'd even like it. But because people were so passionate about defending tofu for not being meat, how dare you, I'm like, I'm almost tempted to try this again, maybe in a dish where it actually has meat as like a starter.
Oh, sure, yeah. I've gone off on this other place in my brain where I am just picturing knowing your code, whatever it is. I don't know how I'm gonna do that. And then you just like, you're like, no, I hate this.
Right.
Wait, this is lovely.
Oh, and now it's
secretly
like
changing you.
Stepford Stacy. Oh.
That'd be creepy, but fun for me.
And on that note, we're going to take a short break while I go and see if I can, you know, sneak out while Sarah's not watching before she learns my code. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The average sedan is built with a steel frame and equipped with 6 airbags. Remember this the next time you see someone walking. Drivers, be aware. Pedestrians don't have armor. A message from the California Office of Traffic Safety. The average SUV has 2 blind spots, weighs between 4 and 6,000 pounds, and takes about 6 seconds to stop. Remember this the next time you're on foot. Pay attention, people. Pedestrians don't have armor. A message from the California Office of Traffic Safety.
Welcome back to the GSMC Social Media News Podcast. Earlier we were talking about, you know, you could probably play a drinking game of all the things I don't like or something. Which brings us to our next topic, which I find so interesting, mostly because I just totally would have thought this was already the case, which is that Disneyland is going to start selling alcohol. And I'm just like, it didn't?
Yeah, I never really thought about it. I've never been to Disneyland, so...
Really?
True story.
See, I've only been once, and I always feel like, not a failure, but like... Oh! Like, because I'll hear about friends like, oh yeah, we went to Disneyland for like the 5th time, or I have had friends who go to Disneyland and or Disney World every year.
I have those same friends. In fact, I have a couple of friends who never go anywhere else for vacation, and I think... That's cool that you love it so much,
right.
But at the same time, I'm like, there's so many things in the world right. to go do. And
or at least make it like, let's jump to the different ones around the world, because there's one in Paris, there's one right. in Tokyo. Like, you could
Isn't
at least,
there
you know,
something
be...
in Hawaii? Like, right. something? I don't even
let's
know.
Let's just be international Disney, and each vacation goes to a different Disney country. Wouldn't that at least, you know, slightly spice it up or something?
Yeah, but I mean, yeah. And I realize it's a big place, and I'm sure there's tons of stuff to do, but I right. just, I don't feel like I need to do it. Exclusively,
and over
you know that, and I'm not saying anything bad about the people who do. That everyone has their own tastes, but mm-hmm. for me personally, I just want to do other stuff too.
Well, see, and I'm kind of sad because when I went, I was 8, I think, and mm-hmm. so it was before even the California Land mm-hmm. at Disneyland had been built. I mm-hmm. think they had just started construction on it or something. So it was like, oh, hey, look, they're building something, and I have no idea what it is, and it'll be there. Whatever, and oh, we'll come back and see that, and then we never did come back. So
now I do want to go to Florida and go to with the Wizarding World of Harry Potter.
Oh yes. I haven't been to any of the ones in Florida whatsoever.
I haven't either. But I do want to.
We're so sad. We haven't been to the happiest place and the what is the other tagline? Is it happiest place, sir? Happier place?
Right. It's the happiest place on earth, but the one in Florida not so happy. It's bigger.
I don't know what to do there. But yeah,
that's
so
funny. I never thought about that.
Disneyland is going to start selling alcohol, but only at a certain spot. So actually, it doesn't sell alcohol because Walt Disney didn't want it to sell alcohol.
It's a place for kids. I mean, yeah, a lot of adults go there too, but I just feel like it's a place for kids. You don't need alcohol.
Well, see, in my head, it's similar to like the state fair with people, you know, walking around mm-hmm. under the sun and going from this to that to the other. And
true.
You're dragging your kids along as they decide to go on everything. I kind of just always assume,
without really thinking about drinking.
It, that there were just some people walking around with beers in their hand. Because, of course, there were. Isn't that how you get through, like, 8 hours in the sun with your screaming 6-year-old? No? Oh, okay. But, yeah, so Walt Disney did not want it to sell alcohol. And in regards to his wishes, the park never had publicly. There was evidently, or still is, a secret invite-only bar called Club 33. In New Orleans Square, it's been so long, I don't remember.
It can't be that secret.
We know about it.
Right. We're talking about it on this podcast.
First rule of New Club 33.
But if it's invite only, maybe that makes it, you know.
Yeah. But so it is something people know about, and I'm not even sure where Club 33, like, is that the building says Club 33, or is it like a moving thing?
Or do you have to know, like, you know, and you knock on the door and give them the passcode.
Right, exactly, and it floats around like the moving poker game
and,
or whatever.
Yeah, and how do you get invited? Does somebody, like, come up and whisper in your ear?
Right, and then
the eagle lands
at midnight.
People have to
vote on your, like, membership to Club 33.
Yes,
I have no idea
so
about
many.
The secretness there. And the fact that they have a secret alcohol club at Disneyland, I'm just like, there were a number of adults that were so frustrated at not having alcohol that were like, okay, we won't let people know we have it, but we have to have some alcohol.
Yes.
Like, does this only operate at night? Or does this go on during the day as well? You can also get, like, a beer if you want. I really want to know now more about Club 33.
I know. I'm intrigued.
But I do think it's interesting that this place, it's not going to be the whole of Disneyland, will now serve alcohol. It'll be one specific place, which is the Cantina in Star Wars Land, which is set to open next year.
Okay, that makes sense. Although
it makes such perfect sense. I was like, well, duh. But was there ever a plan not to have the Cantina serve alcohol?
I want the alcohol to all look like it comes from Star Wars, excuse me. You know, like the blue milk whatever that is that Luke drinks in the first episode. I want it to all look like it should be in Star Wars.
Except the blue milk wasn't alcohol, was it?
No, it wasn't, but at least I don't think. Maybe Aunt Vru was like, here.
We've all had a hard day.
Stop farming and drink.
We have to drink this at night. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, very interesting. Yeah, it will be interesting to see, you know, what the drinks are at the Cantina. Will there be non-alcoholic drinks? Because the Cantina scene from Star Wars just makes it feel like there is no non-alcoholic drink in the Cantina.
In that kind of place, no one's drinking like, virgin anything.
I want a ginger ale. Like, yeah, no, get out or we'll shoot you. So you kind of imagine, you know, there must only be alcohol at that place. But since part of the reason Disneyland itself doesn't serve alcohol, according to someone on Twitter, was he didn't want it to be similar to, like, they gave us the name Coney Island with drunken masses.
Mm.
You kind of imagine, yeah, we still don't want, you know, drunk people wandering around the park.
Oh, yeah, that's...
So, what's the... Because the Cantina's not, you know, a savory place in Star Wars.
No.
So how are you going to put that with, hey, you know, family-friendly place and...
All right, and it's only one place, so it's not like alcohol is widely available. But if you want to go get trashed, it's not hard to go to the Cantina, drink a lot, and then go be obnoxious in the park. So,
or, like, you're going to give everyone a limit when they come into the Cantina. Right.
You may have one.
Is there also going to be some sort of, like, secret code you need to know to get each drink? And so if you don't know it, you can only have the one, you know, martini or whatever.
Yeah, I don't know.
Which, of course, probably wouldn't be called a martini. I do hope though, they don't go with, like, cheesy names. Like, I hope they create totally different drinks and not, like, you know, the Luke Skywalker... I don't even know drinks. I can't do anything like that.
Okay.
But, like, you know, like how you give just a name in front of the regular drink. The such and such daiquiri, the such and such martini, the whatever, whatever. Please don't do that. Like, do an actual create, because it's Star Wars. They were creating, you know, random names and languages and whatever. Create a really random name drink that only super duper Star Wars fans will get.
Like, or like those things on social media where you can, here's your Star Wars name, take the first letter of your, and you know, it comes up with some crazy name for you. Do that and have just weird drinks,
or like the moon water of the planet whatever, and then on the menu explaining, oh, this is actually, you know, vodka and whatever,
right?
So people know what they're drinking, but don't be like the cheesy version of whatever. There, I don't know, in a galaxy far, far away, a long time ago, they had daiquiris. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, it's just, you know, I don't know either. I don't picture Jabba the Hutt on his craft where it looked like they were partying. I just don't picture them being like, oh, I want a daiquiri.
No. I want a Coors Light. They probably didn't have that either.
Boba Fett looks like a Coors Light drinker.
Yes. But I'm already worried because I'm just like, you couldn't come up with a better name for Star Wars Land than Star Wars Land?
Aren't they all like something land or no?
Well, there's Tomorrowland and California Adventure, I think. But California Adventure is a whole nother park.
Yeah, I don't know how they all work together.
Part of the park. I do just remember it was very fun. I went on the Indiana Jones once while my family went on twice because my grandmother didn't want to go, so I sat out with her. None of us went on Pirates of the Caribbean because it had like a 2-hour wait. Mm-hmm. And of all things, I'm super surprised that like there wasn't some alcohol available around Pirates of the Caribbean.
Right, rum at least.
Right? I was like, especially because the movie led me to believe all the pirates are always drinking rum. How do you not have any alcohol, especially with this 2-hour wait, anywhere around here? I don't know what land it is in that part of the park, so maybe that's why is you can only get it in the
abstinence land,
New Orleans land,
temperance land,
whatever it was. But yeah, it's just I was really surprised that like this is the first time publicly I'm like, really? Disneyland's been around since what, the mid-50s or something, and never once sold alcohol.
Interesting.
Publicly. Again,
publicly,
you still have,
right.
You still have the very strange Club 33 that I am very much wanting to know more about and like go down that rabbit hole, but I feel like that rabbit hole leads to a noir film, and people don't always survive noir films. So maybe
but
I don't.
It's going to be a noir film like we talked about last week on the movie podcast, like Who Framed Roger Rabbit, exactly. Or something. You know, like it's a noir film, but there's a little bit of weirdness going on there.
Like if the worst thing that can happen to me in my search for Club 33 in New Orleans Square is that, like, you know, I get a pie in the face. Okay, yeah, I will totally follow Roger Rabbit down that rabbit hole. Mm-hmm. But if it's like an actual, you know, Eyes Wide Shut sort of thing with that secret club going on, I'm just like, nope, pass. I don't drink, so I do not care about the secret alcohol club enough for that at all.
Hey, by the way, nicely done. You said mid-50s, 1955. Smack in the middle.
Woohoo! Look at me. I feel so proud of myself.
You're so good.
I'm going to go get myself a non-alcoholic something or other. So we're going to take another short break. Stay tuned.
The average sedan is built with a steel frame and equipped with 6 airbags. Remember this the next time you see someone walking. Drivers, be aware. Pedestrians don't have armor. A message from the California Office of Traffic Safety. The average SUV has 2 blind spots, weighs between 4 and 6,000 pounds, and takes about 6 seconds to stop. Remember this the next time you're on foot. Pay attention, people. Pedestrians don't have armor. A message from the California Office of Traffic Safety.
Welcome back to the GSMC Social Media News Podcast. This sort of feels like something you would be able to find at that Star Wars cantina. Is things made with liquid nitrogen because, you know, it gives off that smoky whatever. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure they probably actually used it on the film set because there are some things that, like, smoke on that, right?
Mm, like, at least probably. I mean,
Yoda's cooking, I think. Doesn't that thing sort of smoky haze, whatever?
Possibly. I don't know how they, you know. Not being terribly into special effects when I was that age. I don't know. Didn't pay much attention.
But presumably there is not an FDA in a galaxy far, far away a long, long time ago, because the FDA has now warned against eating things with liquid nitrogen.
I saw this because, again, we have another challenge. Stop with the challenges. Can we stop?
Wait,
with
there's
the
a liquid nitrogen challenge?
Yeah, well, just the, you know, the dragon's breath challenge where you eat it and then you blow the liquid nitrogen out your. It's not
so much a challenge,
but, you know, kind of a something that's going around where.
See, I mean, I get that, and especially as we're now entering fall and coming up to Halloween, because I feel like that's when a lot of liquid nitrogen and dry ice gets sold, mm-hmm. just to have that smoke effect.
Mm-hmm.
But I was shocked about this for two things. A, the fact that this needed to be a warning, though, again, we had Tide Pod challenges and that was a thing. And I'm just like, are you kidding?
Yeah.
But the fact that, you know, they had to warn people about liquid nitrogen being dangerous. Because I remember in middle school, we had a day in science class where we had that and our teacher, like, froze a banana and then threw it at the ground and it shattered. So I'm like, oh, obviously. And, you right. know, all the students had to make sure to stay far enough away so we wouldn't get in on us because that good.
Did you get safety glasses, too, I hope?
No, we weren't anywhere near it. Yeah. We weren't even allowed to sit in our desk. We all had to get up and stand at the back. And then he froze it in. He had safety glasses and goggles and everything. But we weren't allowed anywhere near it. But then also, the thing about this is how flippant people seemed in reaction to it on social media. Some of which were, again, like me, of the that needs a warning, really, sort of thing. Mm-hmm. Of like, well, duh, it's liquid nitrogen.
Right.
But then others, you know, just sort of being like, oh, whatever. Oh, who cares about this? And I'm like, but it's liquid nitrogen. And fine. I mean, I guess to the fact that this has become a popular thing, because I have now seen this a number of places in the food court at the mall and et cetera, where they sell, you know, I'm not even sure what they are exactly because I didn't buy them. They look like just little fruit sherbet balls or whatever.
Yeah,
and then
yeah,
freeze them or
something.
Yeah, but so this does go by names, Dragon's Breath, Heaven's Breath, Nitro Puff, etc.
Nitro Puff sounds like a street name for a drug or something. I don't know.
See, I thought it sounded like a Pokemon.
Oh, that Isn't too. There? Possibly.
Nitro Puff. I don't know. Nitro
All
Puff
I can think
totally
of now are Afro Puffs. Just a totally different.
No, but yeah, just that, like, A, some people were like, well, duh. And other people were like, well, I'm going to do it anyways because. And I'm like, but why exactly? Like,
right.
It's cold and smoky and that will last for a bit of a time. And then what?
Right. Why? The thing I saw just briefly was a video where a woman said that her son did this with the dragon's breath, and then he had a severe asthma attack several hours later.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, it was, it seemed like it was a long enough time where I don't know that you could definitely link it to the liquid nitrogen, but she was concerned and just wanted, you know, other people to be aware.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I don't know.
That is interesting, actually, because the FDA's health warning came out about, you know, not giving liquid nitrogen enough time, because the idea is you're not supposed to eat it immediately after someone hands you the dragon breath or whatever, because the nitrogen might still be there. And if you ingest it, that can cause like internal injuries and whatever. But if you like wait a moment, the actual nitrogen itself won't still be on the food, but you'll still have like the smoke effect or something. And so the idea was that people were ingesting it too quickly. And or, and this is more my concern, did you train all those workers at the store to handle that? Because I'm super worried every time I see them doing that, that they're like going to get it on their hands.
Right.
Because they're not putting on like gloves and safety glasses to make these things. I'm just like, is this really worth it? Because this seems like just such a fad. Why?
Well, the first thing that comes up when I typed in liquid nitrogen risk is asphyxiation.
Huh.
Because it expands 695 times in volume when it vaporizes and has no warning properties such as odor or color. So if sufficient liquid nitrogen is vaporized so as to reduce the oxygen percentage to below 19.5%, there is a risk of oxygen deficiency, which may cause unconsciousness.
That's all sorts of terrifying.
Yeah.
Like, wow, this was a, you know, sort of science teacher party trick and or stupid food fad. But wow, that is, yeah, that's a little terrifying. But yeah, no, I'm even more so amazed that this got approved for food. Like that this is allowed in food things, because I feel there should be some sort of like licensing or something about this.
It seems like so many things could go wrong.
Well, and also, you know, how do you buy this? Can you just like order this on Amazon? Anybody can get liquid nitrogen and do whatever they like. I thought, and again, this is because I came at it from my science teacher did it, that, you know, you had to be able, in the same way you can't get, you know, any chemical compound you want just at the drugstore, that you could only get this through certain ways. And often those ways you have to like, you know, say, prove, oh, yes, I am a person who needs this for a valid educational reason or something. But somehow regular, and I guess maybe it's like, oh, hey, food, you know, food licensing or whatever. But what would be the reason that liquid nitrogen would be licensed for food?
Well, I just don't even know.
You need something super cold and you live in like Arizona, so the regular refrigeration system is not going to do it for you. Like, I'm really trying to imagine if, you know, liquid nitrogen is considered anyone with a, you know, food handler's license can get this. Why? Like, what? And these are, like, the way I've seen them, these are really big tanks. Mm-hmm. This is not like, you know, because when I first imagined it, I thought it was, my teacher did it, and he sort of looked like he dipped the banana, and he held it in there for a while, and then brought it out. Mm-hmm. But I also imagine, like, if you were going to do this in an actual restaurant, it would be somehow the liquid nitrogen version of, like, those little torches that they use for, like, little creme brulees. I don't know how you do that. And that would probably make it even more dangerous and likely to, you know, get on somebody. But these are, like, huge tanks that are, like, you know, nearly as tall as me that they're pouring out of this onto, again, what looks like little frozen fruit sherbet balls or something. So I'm just what?
Liquid nitrogen-infused colorful cereal or cheese puffs.
Yes, that too.
I am seeing. So I'm sure there's other options, but.
Well, and the one that makes me nervous is when looking at the FDA's thing, they were talking about like alcoholic drinks have this. And I'm like, no. Because people will drink that much more quickly.
You're already making stupid choices.
Well, and you're drinking it. Like you expect, like at least with the food, it's, you know, you kind of imagine, oh, while the food's there and it takes you a while to eat that, it'll like evaporate or whatever. But with liquid nitrogen drink, you're drinking it. It just feels like you're automatically drinking it. There's not enough, you know, evaporation time for anything there. How did that get passed? Like, really, there's not been any sort of investigation of the FDA of, oh, yeah, no, not allowed. We monitor your food and drink and drugs, so no. It's like,
You know how when you were little and you had that one relative who wouldn't let you go swimming for at least a half an hour after you ate? And my uncle would like time us on the 4th of July. If he saw us take one bite of anything, he'd be like, okay, half hour starts over again. Well, they need that. They need my uncle for the liquid nitrogen. They got to set a time.
Yeah, right.
And then you are allowed to consume it.
Actually, yeah. I mean, and I guess, you know, part of that kills the visual aspect of it, of like, oh, now all the smoke's gone. Yes, but your health.
Right.
Yes, but not asphyxiation. I mean, or
you have to eat them with a specific, you can't eat them with your fingers because you don't want skin damage. I mean, come on.
And also,
if you can't pick it up with your fingers, why are you putting it in your mouth?
Well, and also, it's not like you normally eat regular nitrogen, at least called nitrogen. Nitrogen's not generally considered an ingredient that we're like, oh yes, you know, got to have that salt and that sugar and that nitrogen in there. It's like, That's just a chemical name. That is totally a chemical name that we're not used to thinking of in food. So you're okay with this? Really? Okay. And so everyone's like, either, well, duh, FDA, or, well, why not FDA? And I'm just like, that is, you know, opposite reactions. And yet both of you were just like, FDA warning, whatever. I'm just like, but it's the FDA warning.
Yeah, I think we have kind of gotten there as a society. Oh, look, another FDA warning. Whatever.
Right? It's just like, everything, especially in California with the cancer signs. Everything gives you cancer. Everything. I'm like, but no, but I don't want it.
Yeah.
So I pay attention. So I was like, oh, I didn't want to try that anyways, because my memory of, you know, shattering banana from middle school science, but now I especially don't want to try that because FDA warning. So at least one person is paying attention, FDA. You've slightly succeeded. Kind of. Congratulations.
Something.
And sort on of. That note, we're going to end for today. Thank you for listening to the GSMC Social Media News Podcast.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Social Media Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.